Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. A little bit later, Samantha Pell covers the Caps for the Washington Post. She'll join us at 8:20. We'll talk about the goalie situation and more as we're getting ready for Game 2 tonight against the Bruins. Chase Hughes, who covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington, he'll jump on at 9 as we break down their matchup with the Celtics in the play-in tourney, even though they did earn an 8 seed. So in a normal season, you wouldn't have a play-in tourney. You'd be ready for your series, which would be against the Sixers. Here now they have a chance to maybe potentially play the Brooklyn Nets. So I'd actually rather see them play Brooklyn, because I feel like Joel Embiid is going to destroy Washington
Robin
centers.
Lopez, yeah.
But... And it's scary to face a team with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, but you'd have kind of Westbrook against Harden. You know, they played against each other, and obviously Westbrook played with Durant. But I think that would be the more favorable matchup. So if they can beat the Celtics and earn the 7 seed. But we'll get into that at 9 o'clock with Chase Hughes. Right now we wanted to talk a little Washington football team. So they had their rookie mini camp. But before we get to the mini camp, let's talk about Ryan Kerrigan. He has an Instagram post, and I asked Cakes during the break, I was like, did he sign with anybody? And he hasn't signed with anybody.
I think this is the preemptive thank everyone, right? And then I predict you'll hear something the next day or
I'm
two.
I'm surprised. So
he knows that his future here is done.
Well, I think he's known that all along,
yeah.
But I think he must have something close.
Maybe he knows that nobody's going to sign him, but he says, no. I'll never be able to sum up what these past 10 years have meant to me in an Instagram post. But what I can say is that they have been some of the best of my life. I hope you had as much fun watching me as I had playing for you. Thank you, Washington, for everything. HBK.
By the way, you talk about TJ being a great dude, and he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kerrigan's pretty close.
Yeah, great guy.
Kerrigan's one of the better guys in Washington sports that we've seen.
No doubt. And he had an unbelievable run here, too.
Oh, certainly.
Over the 10 years that he played here.
I think he still flashed this year, mostly early in the season when he was getting an opportunity. But... he still was able to get a couple sacks, which is, it surprises me that nobody has made an offer for him.
Well, maybe
you
he's going to be.
They haven't. I think he was surveying the situation.
Okay.
And seeing what Washington was doing in their offseason and their draft and everything, and he's looking at it. And I bet you he has 3 or 4 different offers. And I would assume by this week he'll announce that he's signing.
He'll be in on that secondary free agent market, yeah. Like we've seen Washington dip their toes in with Leno and signing McCain. Like
there's definitely a spot for him.
He's doing it the classy way, and he's thanking Washington fans first before he turns the page, and he's going to officially turn the page. That'll be my guess, is that he announces that he signed with somebody, because he said at the end of the year. He wants to start. He doesn't want to just hang on. He wants to start somewhere.
I mean, he was a really, really good player here. Almost 100 career sacks. Right. He wound up with 95.5, the leader in franchise history. And he played in 156 of a possible 160 games while
super,
he was here.
Super durable.
So, I mean, you can't say enough about his career. I would say borderline great career.
Where does he rank?
Washington. We had a great.
Where does he rank for just your personal EB? You're a fan.
Yeah.
Favorites. Like, does he's not going to be up there with like Riggins and the guys that brought Super Bowls, like Joe Theismann.
No, but I mean, he's right behind like Dexter And Charles Mann, he's right behind those guys. He's there. He's there, you know, great what career.
If, just, I mean, he had double-digit sacks for 4 years.
Yeah.
Great he's not as entertaining as Dexter on the radio.
No.
Now, if you have Dexter on, you might get fired for some of the stuff
and
he
says. And the problem with Ryan is he just didn't see much success. They didn't win many games.
Yeah.
He's right. up there.
I mean, what do you make the playoffs twice in those 10 years?
He's up there
twice.
With Cooley.
Maybe three times.
He's up there with Cooley. He had longer run than Cooley. He's up there with, like, Santana. He's in that group.
I mean, he's a lock Ring of Honor guy.
Oh, yeah.
There's no discussion. Like, he's in the ring. He's the sack leader in the franchise history. He's going in.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Only reason why he's not higher is because they didn't win anything.
Right.
You know, they just happened to be here during a terrible era.
You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery, 800-636-1067. Yeah, so they made the playoffs, obviously, this year. They're 7-9. Yeah. They made the playoffs once under Shanny.
And then, 2015.
Yeah.
Or 2015 and 2012. So they made playoffs three times since he was here.
Three times. Okay, so that's actually a pretty good percentage for recent Washington football team members.
Yeah, but they should
because
do
over
anything.
Like the last 25 years, they've only made it five times, right?
Yeah, but they just didn't do anything. That's all. So I mean, you know, if they had won,
then he'd be legendary.
They'd be iconic. Yeah. You know, then you get to like Darryl Green territory,
right?
You know what I mean? Ovi territory.
I feel like though you threw in Charles Mann, and he was a former colleague of ours. He was part of the sports weekend.
Sure.
When we started, I feel like Charles Mann is. I don't feel like he's as beloved, clearly, as Dexter Manley. And I think Ryan Kerrigan might be even more beloved than Charles Mann.
I think so. I mean, I'm not going to argue.
Even though maybe Charles Mann depends on Super Bowls.
It depends on how old you are. You know, it depends on the era that you kind of grew up watching.
Right.
The old schoolers are going to love Charles Mann and Dexter and those guys over Kerrigan.
All right. So they had the mini camp over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I saw what some of the reporters were saying about it. It's mini camp. Like, I saw some video. There's hardly anybody on the field. It's not like 11-on-11 guys hitting each other.
It looked like 15 guys out there.
It's like 1-on-0.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running routes with nobody really defending them. But it is nice to hear some of the things that they said. Like, I can't remember if it was Rick Snyder or somebody else was talking about Jamin Davis's hips and how fluid he was moving. It might have been John Keim. I can't remember who it was. But somebody like breaking down the way that they moved because he's going to obviously be needed in coverage. And then obviously people hyping up De'Ami Brown's speed.
Yeah.
I always kind of disrespect these observations because I just know from my own experience when I'm out there, they all look like freaks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can't look at someone, and I consider myself an elite evaluator, but I can't look at someone. I honestly do, but I need them competing.
Right.
When they're just running, I can't tell.
Well,
when
then even in throwing, even in training tell. Camp where there is some competition. I remember the last time we were at training camp in Richmond. I can't remember. I just watched 5 minutes. I can't even remember who brought down like a pass, and it was like amazing. And people were like, "Oh, this guy's." He didn't make the team. He didn't even make the team. Like he had made two touchdown catches.
Those guys every
Everybody
year.
Was talking about it. Didn't make the team.
I mean, there's so much overtweeting of like when Terrell Pryor went up and made a great catch.
Correct.
I don't know if that was like in a mini camp or training camp.
Yeah.
You get that every year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what they do. I mean, every team has it. They go out there and like, even if there's 20 guys, I mean, it's something that's annual, and you'd like to see him out there as long as there's no injuries.
Right.
Right. But I just want to get to camp. You know, I don't want to rush life along, but
no, I know.
I just kind of want to get to camp and see how these guys all fit in.
Now, Drab was crushing Reyes for apparently a drop. Can you fill us in, Drab? He had a drop.
I mean, I wasn't crushing him, and even Keim commented on it,
right.
Saying that
he
improved later in the day or the next day where he was getting his hands up quicker. Because he was looking upfield before he caught the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
So took his eye off the ball.
I don't know which reporter it was. Somebody retweeted a simple, like, 5-yard out of Reyes.
Right.
And it was like a soft toss, almost like a warm-up toss from the QB, and he dropped it. And I was like, well, of course he dropped it. He grew up in Chile.
Yes. It was his first time on a football field, Drab. But we did broach something. I need to figure out whether he's a body catcher or a hand catcher. If he waits for the ball to get into his numbers, I don't know how much you
saw. I saw the one where he ran a deep route after practice, and it looked like he was a hand catcher.
That's good. That's a promising sign.
Yeah. I was a body catcher myself.
Well, you're hurting.
Body catchers. You've never
been anywhere near an NFL level player. Of course you're a body catcher. You should be.
Isn't he a basketball player?
Yeah, you would think he'd be a hand catcher, of course.
He is a hand catcher.
I would think.
All right, let's go to the phones. Our pal Vic in Akakeek is calling us. What's up, Vic?
What's up, guys?
Hey. What's up, Vic?
Go ahead, buddy.
I was definitely impressed with the can y'all hear me now?
Yeah. Go ahead. How could you be impressed? What did you see?
I'm bad.
You know what's not impressive? This call so far.
With the commentary.
What?
Impressed with the commentary.
What do you mean?
So what you the same thing you all were reading. Like in the past, the stuff I used to read, it didn't seem like it had nothing to do with football at minicamp. It didn't seem like it had nothing to do with football in the rookie minicamp. Like it just seemed like it was a bunch of Mel Kiper conversation stuff that was more fandom than actual football analysis. Football response. Football
so, what did you read that impressed you?
I liked about De'Ami Brown. I liked about how reverse and retention was good from day one to day two.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that he said that individuals, if you don't know, you need to ask. It wasn't a lot of hearsay. It wasn't a lot of stuff that was non-related to football or based off what people were speculating. This is direct information from a football mind. If you don't know, ask. People are getting better from day one to day two. People will be held accountable. People, I'm paying attention to how people are getting big people back on the field because of injury from last year. This is all direct stuff related to football. Like, you all coming to your studio, you're not just talking about donuts and coffee. You all have been doing this for 25 years, but I'm pretty sure the conversation is about, okay, let's get ready to get on air, let's get ready to be prepared, let's get ready to look professional and do things right.
Well, that's a lot of times it is about donuts and coffee or bagels.
Coffee is very important.
Thank you, Vic.
Don't overstress how important it is.
If you think they don't talk about coffee every morning, you're nuts.
Yeah, you're insane.
Hey, Vic, what are your thoughts on Kerrigan's run here? Where do you put him?
I put him up there with Charles,
mm-hmm.
As far as play, and I agree with Lurch. If based on how old you are, I may have a little more affinity to Charles, man. My dad, you all may have a little more affinity to Charles, man. Kids a little younger than me may not, but as far as play, I would say is up there. He didn't play on the teams as far as winning Super Bowls that Charles Mann played on. But I give Ryan Kerrigan's career a B-plus-ish. I'm a football coach, y'all, so I'm paying attention to certain things.
No.
Ryan Kerrigan left a lot of widened his gap a lot instead of when he was supposed to set an edge. There was a lot of times rushing the passer when he created a D-gap instead of squeezing it. He did get to the quarterback at an explosive fashion for a lot of years. He was an anchor for us. In the pass rush, I felt Ryan Kerrigan could have been a bit more disciplined in times when we needed 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-12. We gave up big plays, but he had a very good. I'm not going to say he had a great career. He had a very, very good career, like just under great.
I think that's fair.
I'll buy that.
Thank you, Vic.
I'll buy that. Thank you, buddy.
I mean, he never had like a 20 sack season, you know?
That's crazy.
No, but there are guys that'll do that every once in a while. He's kind of a notch below. He's Hall of pretty good.
He had 13 and a half, and he had 13 twice. Yeah. I mean, those are pretty damn good numbers.
Those are good.
He was a three-time Pro Bowler.
He had a great career here. I mean, I'm going to say that pick was a home run.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
The pick was a home run, no
home
doubt.
Home run.
Because they avoided the number quarterbacks like Blaine Gabbert and Christian Ponder.
Yeah.
The problem is he never won a playoff game.
Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't just, I mean.
I know it's not just him. I'm just saying, for his career, never won a playoff game.
But Vic liked the commentary and sounded like he liked the coach speak. My question is, and I have not done the research. Is there ever negative commentary coming out of a mini camp?
I don't know. You maybe have to look up Spurrier's
Probably
ears.
Very little.
You know what I mean? Like a mini camp, it's about this is the first time you get to see these guys who are drafted. And they're not really facing anybody, so it's generally going to be good, right?
I remember.
This guy was fast. This guy was big.
No,
this guy was strong.
I do remember the Desmond Howard. There were some.
I mean, you're going deep.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. I remember them saying he had a hard time getting off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if that was at rookie camp or just at training camp. But that's about all the negative stuff I can remember.
People are just thirsty for anything from training camp. I mean, Pete Haley tweeted a quarterback overthrowing De'Ami Brown, and they got 130 likes.
Why?
I don't know.
Because people are just thirsty for that commentary.
Desperate.
The video is so distant, too. Drab just sent us a video from Sam Fortier from the Washington Post where you see passing routes to De'Ami Brown, to John Bates, to Reyes. And there's Reyes's drop. Okay.
Well, he's embarrassed. Right, that hit him right on the hands.
He's got to come back and get the ball.
He thinks he's playing soccer. He's still new to the football game.
I mean, why are you surprised that he's dropping balls?
I told Drab, I said, don't expect him to be Dallas Goedert. Okay, like 2 days into rookie minicamp.
It's just noteworthy because he's one of the most talked about players on the rookie roster.
Okay, well, you know what? People should maybe stop talking so much about him.
Guys drop balls, though.
He couldn't be more wrong.
Guy, it's okay. Yeah. Guys drop balls. It doesn't mean he's terrible.
I didn't say that.
I mean, he dropped the ball. I mean, it was butt soft.
JP's Jonan.
He just dropped a ball.
Well, you didn't want to send us the video. I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Who was the quarterback throwing to him?
Can't tell. They look like ants.
I think it was Jordan
Te'Amu or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
From Ole Miss?
It was an average ball. It wasn't like super hard. It wasn't super soft. No. It was an average ball.
Would Cakes have caught that?
Yeah, I don't know. You can drop balls.
Yes.
Sometimes guys drop balls.
Of course, I have my hands, my silly average size hands out like this. And I'm catching that, Blake.
On the positive side, he ran a pretty crisp route. As I know, like my kids now, this is flag football. They never run a nice in or an out. They run such rounded routes.
How old are these? You think these kids are route running technicians?
No, they're like 11 to 14.
12 years old.
Was he any good at basketball or was he sorry? Was he any good? Did he have good hands?
How
in
would
basketball?
We know?
I mean, he played for Chile.
Didn't he play in college here or no?
Came here to play at Tulane, correct?
Did he?
Yeah.
Let's see. Did he score any points? Did he block any shots? Did he do anything?
I can't believe how many times I've Googled.
Looks like he averaged 0.8 points, EB, 1.5 rebounds, and 0.3 assists.
So he never played. He's just a physical freak.
He caught 1.5 rebounds.
All right, and not with the body.
Right. So I think he can catch. That's just unfortunate. That clip's going to go viral.
You know what we should be more concerned about? Logan Thomas catches, because he's going to be the tight end catching the bulk of the balls in this offense, not Samus Reyes.
Right. Well, also, I'm sized for Bates.
I know you have a weird, irrational love for Bates.
Unlike Reyes, he actually catches the ball in his highlights. Right. Bates looks like a natural pass catcher. He just does when you see it.
I just figured
because he grew up playing the position.
Yeah, I mean,
that's his position. He's been doing it forever.
But I don't think it's so hard. I think, you know, if the guy's athletic at all and he appears to be athletic, he'll be able to catch.
He's battling for the number three tight end spot.
If that. In practice squad.
I know.
He's battling
We're getting
for practice
so hyped
squad.
Up. That's what happens
no, no, no.
with these
I'm not.
Hyped up.
No one's getting hyped up
for him. I'm not hyped up.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number's 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in with the Junkies. Coming right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, trying to get back in the rhythm of being in studio and driving here because I got a Clif Bar. Very chewy. I didn't know if I could finish it before the break. Like my, it took a good 30 seconds to finish that, and I got used to having my cereal, and I've determined I like soggy cereal, like the Raisin Bran when it's too crispy.
Really?
Yeah, ooh. I like it.
I can do soggy, but it's not what I prefer.
Nah, I don't know. Sometimes when I get the crispy
soggy's
Raisin
gross,
Bran,
dude,
it'll get like caught in my throat or something like that. Or maybe it's like a cakes rice
maybe
situation.
You got an old man thing going.
And so I like to. What I was doing at home was I'd pour the cereal during one commercial break. And then I'd do the segment, and then I'd come back the next commercial break, and it was like
soak.
Perfect. I like that Raisin Bran, nice and soggy. The Clif Bar almost got me here to the break, because like, all of a sudden we were coming back from break, and I had a full bite in there.
I like my cereal crisp. I don't like it all
I feel like you only eat
mushy.
Sugar cereals, though.
No, I mix it up. Now, don't get me wrong. I like a good sugary cereal. Like, I'll go to the grocery store, and I'm drawn to, like, the Golden Grahams boxes or Cinnamon Toast Crunch because they're delicious.
Well, you got to try the Magic Spoon cereal. I'm not kidding.
I will give it a try. I'm just waiting for you to bring in a free box or 10 for us to sample.
I ate all my free boxes.
There's a box sitting on my desk.
Where'd it come from?
I don't know. I think they mailed it here.
They mailed one box?
Well, no, not one cereal box.
There's a box of a few boxes.
Maybe it's a box with the variety pack.
Okay, well, as soon as I leave today, I'm going to pick up a box of Magic Spoon out of Drab's office, and I'll sample it tomorrow.
Is that for everyone or for EB?
It's probably for you. You're doing the spots.
I want the fruity. I'll give Cakes he can have the frosted. You need the frosted.
Of course, I would eat any of them. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'll eat any cereal.
By the way, you guys hyped up this homeless guy at the corner.
That's the variety pack.
You'd have thought he was the most intimidating guy ever.
Not intimidating.
He's a nice fellow.
Not
just
intimidating
walks by.
At all.
You hyped it up so much. Look, I drove here probably a handful of times in the last
Wait
year.
Wait till he jumps in the car with you.
Yeah. But
it's just a little off-putting that he's there every morning. That's
he
all.
Walks by
he
so
nothing.
Harmless.
I agree.
But you hyped it up like it was a scary guy and you're doing a different route and doing the alternative route, doing the U-turn to avoid him.
You want cocoa?
Sure.
You want JP? You want one?
Sure.
Silly.
Wait. I thought that was for our breakfast bar.
Oh, that was this
before? Yeah.
Well, I got to get some soy milk.
Hold on. What is this ill-fated breakfast bar that you're
soy
talking
milk.
About?
Oh, my God.
Because I don't want no carbs.
We're going to set up a six-foot table in here with a tablecloth and some almond milk. And
yeah,
soy
almond milk, whatever.
Whatever you like, Cakes.
Yeah, I like almond milk.
Do you know how quickly?
Do we add almond milk in that thing?
In the fridge? I don't think so.
Yeah.
There's going to be a billion ants in here if you set up a cereal bar. Are you kidding me?
Dude, no, Rick.
This place is going to be overrun.
Dude, Magic
with pests.
Magic Spoon is silly. I saw that a bunch of people are buying it and they're testing it. Cowboy said going to lose some lbs, and he showed his
But
cereal.
You know when he did that, I don't doubt that, but I feel like you just gave him the attention dollars that he wanted.
Who cares?
I feel like it was a planned attention dollar purchase.
Worth it for me. I want people to buy
the
cereal. I don't care if you did it for attention dollars.
Guys,
I think Cowboy could stand to lose a few lbs.
Looks like he's put on some lbs.
Yeah, of course. Who couldn't? All of us could, I
sure.
think.
Now, if I eat four bowls of this, I'm not going to lose any lbs. But
here's the thing. This is a free plug. It has it's 13 grams of protein.
Right.
So it's like no carbs.
So I'm going to get swole eating Magic Spoon.
Yes.
I'm going to be jacked.
You'd be farting all the time, though.
Well, like that's different than right now. It's not any different.
No, it's really good. Everybody, go out and get some Magic Spoon cereal. And that, and okay, I guess we're gonna have a, breakfast.
I'll believe it when I see it. I'm calling shenanigans.
My wife, wife has. There's 4 boxes of Magic Spoon out there.
Oh, really? She's got it too.
She's got it too.
When did she get it?
I don't know. It just showed up.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? She probably. It's
on your Amazon bill.
She probably listened to one of the EB Silly commercials. It got sized.
That might have been it.
All right, so we opened the show talking about the Wizards. So the Wizards, a couple months ago, were dead. We buried them. Scott Brooks was already looking for a new job. Cakes was always just saying, just go to California, your silly home, and just be done.
Oh,
just
go hang out. Just go hang in Newport Beach and just chill.
And Cakes was running the lottery generator. They were 17-32, 15 games under 500. And then they went out and closed the season 17-6. Mm. And I got to admit this, and I tweeted this yesterday. They're an 8 seed, okay? They earned an 8 seed.
Yep.
I am fired up for this team for some reason. And
they're fun
an
to watch.
An 8 seed usually is a team like them, finished sub 500 in the Eastern Conference, and you have no shot. But I feel like this team has a shot. Now, will they be decided underdog if they're able to advance and beat Boston?
100%.
Yes. But I feel like with Westbrook and Beal, they've got a shot, and I'm wondering if people are buying into the Wizards. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. What I see kind of universally on social media is everybody has fun watching them. They're an exciting team.
Finally. It took 3 quarters of the season, but there's something exciting. I don't know if I believe yet, though.
The problem I have with them is, let's get past Boston.
Right.
All right, before we start, you know, touting.
It's not a gimme. I understand
it's
that.
It's not a gimme. But the problem I have with it is defensively, they still don't stop anybody.
Right. Gafford has been a little bit better in terms of being defensive force inside.
If they play the Nets, Kyrie is just going to kill them, because you saw what LaMelo was doing yesterday. They just don't play enough defense on the perimeter, and Kyrie's just going to murder them.
Well, yeah, Brooklyn has some of the best offensive players, but if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. You can call us on that Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. But are you fired up for this Wizards team? So they'll play tomorrow night at 9. And if they lose that game, they will play again. They'll have a second shot. They would play then the winner of the 9-10 game, which is Indiana and Charlotte, teams that they've handled. But if they win against Boston, and Boston, Jason mentioned this earlier in the show, they've lost 10 out of their last 15 games.
Yes.
So they haven't been playing good basketball. There's been talk about, you know, Brad Stevens, who came from college, been much ballyhooed as this great coach. But this year, he's faced some criticism. And they've wondered if Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown fit, and Kemba Walker. And so they could win this game against Boston. They've been playing great basketball. 17-6 in their last 23 games. That's almost winning 75% of your games. And they weren't all against the worst teams in the league.
Right.
No. But and the reason Boston has struggled is because they've got some major injuries, too. If they were healthy the entire year, they probably wouldn't be in this play-in tournament.
Some people like saw my tweet and were like, what do you mean they've got potential? And I'm not saying they necessarily have. I'm excited for this team because you've got Westbrook locked up for 2 more years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, even though we questioned it early in the year, he's still in his prime. Okay, LeBron's a few years older than him. We see what LeBron's doing. Russell Westbrook is locked up for 2 more years. And where I see this potential is we finally see how they can be right now. But then they'll get Thomas Bryant back. He was going to be a starter for them, their best center. And hopefully Rui and Denny continue to develop. And then if you can add another draft choice, I see real strong potential for next year. Like, I thought this year you were going to see it, and they would be like a 5 seed, maybe a 4 seed. I mean, you look at what happened in the Eastern Conference this year. The Knicks are the 4 seed.
Which is shocking, because they've had 20-plus years of just being dregs.
Why couldn't Washington at least be where the Knicks are? At the 4 seat.
Because they don't play the defense that the Knicks play.
Where is Denny? Is he hurt or something?
Yeah, he got
hurt. He's out for the year.
He's out.
Remember, he broke
his ankle like a twig.
Can't remember. I don't remember that.
Oh, it was brutal.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Are you excited for this Wizards team? And do you think they can make a little noise in the playoffs?
The guy that I've been disappointed with, obviously, has been Bertans. He has not had the impact
I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He started out slow shooting wise, and you know he has his moments at times, but he's not been as good as we had hoped. I had kind of hoped he would be that third star,
right?
You know, and I don't think that's really.
But they got contributions this year from like Hull Neto's been really good when he's been on the court. Ish had a huge game for him yesterday.
Well, he's a great backup. Ish is a great backup, and again, the guy. I think their fortunes turned with Gafford. You know. So I love him, and I think did I see that correctly? They started Gafford in the second half of their last game.
He's played
game.
A few more minutes because I know in one of those losses against the Hawks, there was some criticism that he didn't play like the final 8 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I'm just glad he played that 16 I don't yesterday. Hear a bunch of people complaining about the Wiz sneaking into the playoffs, and no. They should be in the lottery.
They got
instead.
The 8 seed, EB.
Yeah, but typically you got all the whiners right. calling in saying, "No, we should have tanked."
Because it's been a fun last couple of months. I'm telling you, people are into the team. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to Jason in Olney, line one. Jason, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. I was at the game yesterday. Yeah. It was a great game. It was a lot of fun to be there. Yeah. Even with the diminished crowd, the crowd was really into it. The fourth quarter was amazing.
Was there any any real crowd noise?
They pumped in crowd noise, which was infuriating. I wish they hadn't done that. It was hard to talk to the person sitting next to you. But there was definite legit crowd noise, too, especially when especially in the fourth quarter when it got really exciting.
I mean, they were down big in the fourth quarter and just stormed back.
They were down 10 or 12 starting the fourth quarter. Right. And the veterans just took over. Westbrook, Beal, Ish Smith had a big fourth quarter. And so did Robin Lopez. He had a big fourth quarter, too.
Monster.
And so the veterans just took over and won the game. And that's what I called in to say. This team is where they're at because of one guy, and that's Russell Westbrook. I love Brad. Brad's our star. But Russ is willing this team into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
No
he
doubt.
He did it in the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. And he just knows what it takes to win. He wants to be in the playoffs. And let me tell you what he wants. He wants that 7 seed. He wants the Nets. He wants that 7 seed. So watch for them.
I agree.
Against the Celtics. He is going to turn it on. He wants to go at those Nets. And I can't wait to see it. I mean, I'm realistic about our chances against the Nets. Don't get me wrong, but I will love watching it. I love this team. I love Russ. And Tommy Shepard to be GM of the year. They're going to give it to the Nets GM because he just – went to work and got these three superstars. He didn't actually do anything, but Tommy Shepard has been amazing. He's been amazing. The trades he's made, bringing in Russell Westbrook, he dumped the worst contract in the world league for Russell Westbrook. And Gafford, bringing Gafford in, Tommy Shepard should be GM of the year.
Are you a season ticket holder typically?
I have in the past. I mean, obviously, it wasn't this year. I have in the past. I didn't do it last year, but I'm a lifetime Wizards fan.
Gotcha.
I love this team. I think that's what I love about Tommy Shepard. Look, I was there when everybody was talking about Durant was coming to town, right? Mm-hmm. We got Scott Brooks to lure Durant to town, and Durant wouldn't even give us a meeting. We didn't know who we are, right? We didn't know who this team is, and I think Tommy knows that, and that's why he's constantly making deals. He's sticking with his draft picks. I think the way he's leading this team is very realistic. And look at where we are. Look at how he's turned this team around. And I'll tell you something else. Would we be here with John? I mean, I loved John when he was here. I still love his talent.
No, there's zero chance. No.
I mean, when we traded for John, there was, there was talk in the sports world about, the talent level between John and Russ. And I'm not a talent scout, but you cannot even – they're on different planets when it comes to production.
Yeah.
Look at where the Rockets are right now, and John doesn't even play.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook has carried this team into the playoffs.
I said this before.
Well, that's the reason you wouldn't be here with John, because he never plays.
Thanks, Jason.
I mean,
thanks,
Russell
buddy.
Goes out there and plays. I mean, the last time John Wall played was April 23rd.
Yeah, and I said this before. The
so
stat
he missed,
which
what,
jumped,
he missed 15 games?
Yeah, the stat which jumped out at me is he led the league in assists and rebounding in the second half of the year after the All-Star break. Number two in rebounding was Jonas Valanciunas. Think about how big of a man he is. Mm-hmm. He's a 7-foot monster, like 300 pounds. Makes sense that he would be a leading rebounder. And Russell Westbrook, who's 6'2", maybe 6'3", led the league in rebounding since the All-Star break.
That's insane.
I love Thompson Creek Windows as much as Jason from Olney loves Tommy Shepard. A lot of window companies are quoting extremely long wait times to replace your windows, but not Thompson Creek, because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs their windows direct from their local factory. so they can replace your windows faster than the competition. Hurry for this amazing sale. Buy one Thompson Creek window, get one 40% off, including expert installation and incredible financing options. Call Thompson Creek today at 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I'm bitter I missed 60 Minutes yesterday because it was the UFO report.
Mm-hmm.
And double whammy, I was actually doing like hairy homeowner stuff.
Oh,
I was
really?
On a ladder.
Oh,
I was cleaning the gutters.
Terrible idea.
That's a terrible idea.
Cleaning gutters.
Were you way up there?
I was pretty high. I was on the final step on the ladder.
Were you on the second story?
No, I didn't do that one. Just the first story.
When do you need new gutters? My gutters have to be the original gutters. It's a 20-year-old house. It's got to be...
I don't think you necessarily need new ones unless they're like leaking.
You need
and
a gutter
like,
helmet is what you need. You need to keep those leaves out. So you
I wish I had a gutter
out.
Helmet. Although somebody told me, and I don't want to disparage any particular brand.
Sure.
But they
his
had,
helmet is hurting. He's got a terrible helmet.
They had some sort of covering on their gutter.
Yeah.
And they said those little helicopter things were sneaking through.
Oh, yeah. They were.
Those things are a pain in the butt.
Dude, those helicopter things destroyed my deck.
Really?
Because I have you know, the deck
they
from
get,
long fence.
They get in between the
all
boards.
The slits.
Oh.
And even with my blower,
right.
It doesn't move.
I know.
So I had to get down. I had some people over. I had to get down on my hands and knees with a knife and
Right. Pull out all, scrape them out.
Dude, those helicopter things get in everywhere. I'm telling you.
Those helicopter so I went things up to are the worst.
I took the ladder
Nobody
out.
Nobody knows what their name, their real name
yeah,
is.
What are those helicopter things called?
I know what you're talking
about. Everybody knows what they are.
I thought they were cicadas.
Can an arborist call in and tell us what that is?
Here's the thing, you know. I don't think.
Like, hold on. They're not like living things, right?
They're no, just they're
like
off the
living things.
Right?
I mean, they don't turn into bugs or anything.
No.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know.
You think it's a cocoon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, some sort of leaf. We just don't know the type of leaf. It's a rhyme.
Yeah, I mean, how would we know?
Right. It's some sort of rhyme.
I know one leaf, a maple leaf.
But I went up there.
Toronto sweater.
I went up there because
they come from maple trees. That's what Google's telling me.
So I go up there, and the reason why I cleared the gutters, you know, and I don't think the previous owner had cleared them probably in 5 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is there was one part where just when it would rain, there'd just like be this downpour.
A gusher.
And of course, it was right over the garage. So like right when you walk out, you just get crushed by the rain. So I go up there and the whole thing is full. And I just start using my hands, throwing them down. But then there was like all kind of like the asphalt stuff from the shingles that had probably been pouring off for years, however long the roof has been up there. So I went up there with the hose. I don't know if anybody does this. And I just got a hose and I just blasted the gutters and got you know,
I see guys that go up there with like leaf blowers.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's But I wouldn't
I think I need new gutters.
Why? Are yours is the water like gushing over the gutter?
No.
Or do you think it just looks hurting?
I just think they just look old and they look if you're in my on my third floor, and you look down outside the window, you can see how dirty they are inside.
Yeah, who cares?
They're not leaking. I just think that they need to be replaced.
Yeah, they're probably nubby.
I'm sure they are.
I know mine are nubby. That's on, you know, you move into a new house, and we're doing all these projects, but then anytime I walk outside, it's like, well, there's another project. Here's another project, and then I had to put in the new HVAC unit. So
I mean,
it's like
there's that something somebody else has to
I'm
do
like,
because I'm
not doing it. 2022, that's 2023. I've got them lined up
for
the
next
few years.
Well, my project for probably this summer is a new garage door.
Right.
And so I have, like,
You guys don't have the original, do you? Like an old nubby wood one.
Oh yeah, but
you
I
have
want
the OG
a, but
out
I
there?
Want oh I actually think I want a wood one to replace it, like a silly wood one.
As long as it looks good, because I know
it looks
like
better. Some of these plastic ones or metal ones, they look cheap.
I don't care what they look like as long as that freaking garage door opener works.
Yes.
When the garage door opener goes on the fritz,
that
it goes
makes
on
you
the
bitter.
Fits, it
no,
gets
but here's
so
what
red.
It goes
so
on the
what
fits.
I'm trying
right.
to figure out though. So I got to pick out a garage door, right? We've got a couple companies that we're talking with here at the station, and I'll be doing garage door spots, 100%.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I got to first of all, I got to pick what kind of door I want. And then, like, do I want windows? I said, nah, because my garage is dry.
I don't want anybody to look in. But but nobody goes. The only way you could. Mine has windows. The only way you can actually see inside is if you go
up
to it.
I know.
I mean, if you're on the street, you're not going to see.
Right, you really grill it.
But still, I don't think I want. I don't think I need that. But anyway.
Think about the beauty of what we do. If we need something, a home improvement, some sort of an accessory.
You just got to find a sponsor.
You find a sponsor and you do
but
a
then
few
you're
spots.
Doing commercials for 4 years.
Right, that's better than spending $2,000.
Right, then you're like, why am I not being paid for these spots? Because you agreed to something
right.
in 1998.
Yep.
Right. But anyway, so.
It's better than paying for it.
But here's the key. I got to figure out what color to paint the door or what color door to get. And so Dee and I, we walked around the neighborhood this weekend, and we were just looking and joning on people's doors because do you paint it the trim color or do you get it like a third or fourth, like a different color?
You're joning on their Jim Morrison's.
Like, yeah, like what? So,
I think you want a massive decision. Silly white.
No.
Can't go wrong with silly white.
But not if you're white. See, I don't really have white in my color scheme.
Your trim around.
No, it's like off-white. I got like off-white stuff. And I got like a hurting. To be honest with you, we don't like our brick color. But what are you going to do? It's the brick color.
You can paint brick.
You can paint it white.
But you can paint it, but then you'll be painting it all the time. I'll never paint it. Because then you're constantly painting your house. So I have a hurting color brick. And then we have like a lot of brown. It's just.
I will say that homes that have white bricks, they pop, man. They look good.
we just painted our fireplace white.
Yeah.
They look good.
It's nice, but it's a pain in the Johnson, and you're painting your house every three years.
True. Yeah. I'm just saying it does really look good.
Somebody else is painting your house every 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's costing you $10,000 every few years to paint your house.
Not
I'm not
cheap.
Sized. So I will never paint my brick. but I got to figure out the garage door color.
You didn't have to fill it in with brick at the end. You're never painting anything.
I've helped a little bit.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter wants to paint her bedroom. She's leaving for college.
Trust me.
Would you care?
I helped my son paint his bedroom a few months ago. Never again.
Yeah.
I'm not painting Jackola.
Did you tape and all that?
Yes, taped. Yeah. It's a freaking nightmare.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Look at Johnny Cake's homeowner.
It's the first room I painted in like a decade. Okay? Again, it's the last time. Yeah. Any other painting, it's going to be done by a professional.
Well, the worst part is you got to get all the furniture like in the middle of the room. Yeah. You got to put the drop cloth
Stinks.
Over it. It's just a nightmare. It's a pain in the ass. Yeah, because my daughter's doing that this weekend.
I don't want to do any home improvement projects myself. Ever.
All right, well, we'll get to the UFO talk. We were going to get into the UFO talk, and I brought up the gutters that I missed the UFO thing. Well, we'll get into that a little bit later.
No, how about next?
Oh, we can do that next.
If
anybody watched the 60 Minutes piece, because I missed it because I was cleaning the gutters.
I'm sorry. I don't believe in the aliens. It's not aliens.
Well,
I don't believe it either.
If you want to chime in, if you saw it, you can give us a call.
If there are so many aliens out there, why don't they ever land on my block?
They're not aliens.
And walk around.
We're their zoo.
No, it's military.
You can chime in. 800-636-1067 is the number. You call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.